The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Okay, we're coming up to Energize Green in just a few moments, but we wanted to announce, of course, this weekend is the opening of the Great State Fair of Texas. And I'm Andrea Rideout. I'm one of the hosts of Energize Green, and Dan Lipinski. And we're just so excited, aren't we, Dan?
Oh, my golly. I'll tell you what, this is not only the fastest hour of my week, but this is also going to be the fastest 3 weeks coming up at the State Fair of Texas.
At the State Fair, that's right. And we're going to be out there. I'm going to be out there today, actually. We're giving some classes. We have a special stage, and we're going to be doing some seminars all about Green Living 101. And we are, of course, very appreciative to our sponsor, the folks from Scotts, the Scotts Miracle-Gro folks. And if you happen to be listening to the radio here at CNN, you've probably heard our Tips of the Day running all week, and they're going to be running for the next 3 weeks. Special green gardening tips of the day that are in honor of Scotts and the State Fair of Texas. So we're very excited about
that. Terrific combination.
Yeah, and we've got some other things going on. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But first of all, I wanted to tell you about some of the green things that are actually going on at the State Fair. You know what, Dan, the big Texas Star Ferris wheel?
Yes, I do.
That huge Ferris wheel, it actually has been the largest one in North America. I think it's actually just getting ready to be supplanted by New Jersey's Xanadu, but it has been the largest Ferris wheel at 212 feet 6 inches. Well, they just replaced all the light bulbs on it, 16,000 incandescent turbo lights. They are changing them out to LEDs.
Oh, my golly.
And so that's going to be really cool. And as you well know, Dan, an LED lasts about 10 times longer, 10 to 20 times longer.
Oh, easily.
Than an incandescent bulb. So that's
actually
like,
even longer than that.
Yeah, a lot of times longer than that. 50,000 hours is what they're saying on the white ones, and
an industrial incandescent is somewhere between 2,500, maybe 5,000 hours tops.
Yep. Yeah. So see, at least 10 times.
But then you got to send somebody up on that thing to change them out.
Well, and that's the beauty of the LEDs. Can you imagine on a Ferris wheel how wonderful it's going to be? Those light bulbs are going to last years and years for them instead of maybe just one season.
Oh my golly! You know, it's like going to the Grand Canyon and looking over the edge, climbing all over that thing to change the light bulbs.
Oh gosh!
Oh, that'll be fun.
But in any case, it's wonderful. The new LED bulbs are going to last, as I said, the white ones will go for about 50,000 hours. The colored bulbs, believe it or not, last twice that, 100,000 hours. So that's pretty neat. And that is, of course, the Texas Star Ferris wheel. The other things that they're doing, for the first time this year, the city of Dallas is putting special recycling containers all around in the food court and some other special designated places around the state fair. So our kudos go to the city of Dallas for helping out with that. And, of course, the state fair folks for welcoming them in.
So recycle the things that you eat from.
That's right. Get your cans and things and recycle, and it's going to be a great start, and I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more recycling as the fair goes on year after year now that we're all going green. Also, we are involved in the State Fair Fall Garden Exhibition. This is a really cool thing that actually started back in 2002. It started with just 8 landscaping companies doing some of the beds. You know, like you see the little garden beds all around the fair?
All the flowers and everything else.
Yeah.
Vegetables.
And this year they've got 50 different companies that are tending 100 different gardening beds and work by 40 sculptors.
We are one.
And we are one of the companies that are tending a bed. Texas Oasis has wonderfully bellied up to the bar, and they are decorating our area with flowers and plants, and it's all kind of along a water-wise theme. And our friends from Pavestone have provided fabulous pavestone pavers, and we're showing how they're doing that rainwater collection with the permeable pavers. And then our great friends from Scotts, who are the Miracle-Gro folks, one of my very favorite products.
But they've got
Miracle-Gro.
Some new organic plant foods.
They have an organic Miracle-Gro. I love it. And so they are there as well. And, of course, our friends from Chipotle, we're going to be giving out some seeds because Chipotle is big into organic veggies. With
I feel
all
like Homer Simpson.
Chipotle restaurants.
Chipotle.
I know. It's very cool. So lots of neat stuff going on again at the State Fair of Texas. And, again, as I said, we're going to be there every Saturday and Sunday doing free classes on Sustainable Living 101. And we're as you come in, the State Fair, like off First Avenue there, you come in the big colonnade, you walk down, and Big Tex is right there in front of you. Big Tex, that's right. You're going to turn right, and we are on the right. There's a kind of a huge garden area. It's 40 by 80 feet.
Down by the lagoon.
Kind of by the lagoon, the beginning of the lagoon.
Right there.
And we're there. We've got a beautiful kind of a shaded area, and you can sit on little benches and listen to our wonderful classes on Green Living 101. Going to have lots of friends from the city, master gardeners, our friends from Scott's, just different folks from hardware stores and home centers and nurseries all around the area who are going to be
teaching. Answers in plain English.
Teaching. That's right. And you're going to come down and talk a little bit.
We'll talk about solar.
And our friends, Don Ferrier, we had him on the show last week, our local builder friend Don Ferrier, that's a green builder. Mm-hmm. We just got everybody. But one of the neatest things at the fair, did I tell you yet about Discovery Gardens?
Not yet. About to learn right along with you.
I think you are. Discovery Gardens has a wonderful butterfly area. They've just refurbished and they've opened it up just in time for the fair. They're filling it with butterflies. You've got to come down and see it, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So please join us at the State Fair of Texas. You can see links on our website, energizegreen.com, or you can go to bigtex.com, which is the State Fair's website, and find out more. And we're going to come back in a minute with Energize Green.
I'm waiting.
Me too.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to Energize Green today. I'm excited. We have got a fun hour coming up for you. We've got Charles Coyner. He is the founder of the Grow Project. And Dan, this is a cool deal going on in Miami where they've actually, I'm going to let Charles tell you a little bit more about it, but they've taken like a train track bed and they've made a huge, like a local garden there, a neighborhood garden.
I want to know more about this because the train track beds that I've seen, even when they remove the tracks and the ties, you still have the gravel and the diesel and everything else left over from when the trains were there.
Well, we're going to find out how they did it there in Miami. And then Bruce Bagelman is going to join us. He is with Green Spot Gas Station. And these folks are really doing some cool things. They've got a new kind of eco-friendly gas station. And they don't sell cigarettes and they don't sell Cheetos. And he's going to tell us how they managed to do that. And then we're going to finish up with Todd Wright, who is with Volkswagen, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the green car of the year, the Volkswagen TDI Jetta Diesel.
We own one.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
It's my wife's car.
So, see, we'll have plenty to talk about. What a great show we're going to have today.
And it does wonderful.
Now, what are you getting for your mileage?
About 47, last check.
It's funny. Today has been one of those days. Barrett, one of our associate producers here, came in today, and he was bragging about his mileage that he's getting on his diesel truck. My mom came in flouting her diesel or her car that she's getting tremendous mileage on. So it must be like the
No, he's not, he
the
doesn't have a truck.
Day.
He has a half track. If you remember the old war movies.
That's true.
That thing is a tank. It's big.
It is,
and it still gets good mileage.
Yeah, he's getting great mileage. Well, why don't we get started with Charles Coyner? What do you think?
I would like very much. I want to know, how do they start out with just an old rail bed and convert it into a garden where you can actually grow things and they thrive?
Well, I'll tell you all about it because I'm going to introduce him. How about that?
I'm listening.
Well, the seeds for this grow project that they're doing there in Miami were actually conceived in 1979 by this guy, 30 years ago. He is the founder of Rock Garden Herbs. And he has some type of association with the doctor from Patch Adams. You know the movie Patch Adams?
Isn't that the one with Robin Williams?
With Robin Williams.
Yes,
that's
I
right.
do.
And so we're going to talk a little bit with him and just find out how they did it. So welcome, Charles Coyner. Welcome to Energize Green. We're just thrilled to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's great to feel the energy.
Well, we always have fun, that's for sure. We make energy and green just lots and lots of fun. And we both enjoy it. Can you tell?
Well, I think I got a good case of that when I used to live with Patch Adams.
Oh,
was, basically a very early tenant in my upbringing.
Well, let's hear about that. How did you guys become friends?
Well, I was in college, and one of my classmates that had been in the medical field a little ahead of me was a classmate of Patch Adams during the time that was shown in the movie they made about him. And basically, he found out I had been working in after an earthquake in Guatemala as a volunteer recovery person, and I'd gotten real sick. And he helped turn around the heads of the doctors that were telling me I had leukemia and Hodgkin's disease.
Wow!
To find out that I'd actually had a parasite that had migrated from the intestines into my liver and was setting up camp there.
Yikes!
Wow, this sounds like House, huh?
So after I got cured, I fell in love with what he was doing, and we bought a farm together, and I started farming, and we worked together for 7 years along with four other physicians and some other people in different professions, and from that, I grew the Rock Garden into what it is today.
And tell us a little bit about the Rock Garden, what you guys do.
Well, basically, I grow and distribute and market fresh fruits and vegetables, specializing or focusing a lot on leafy greens. Spring mix and spinaches and arugulas, but also all the herbs like basil, oregano, mint, rosemary. Over the course of my career, I've also grown. At one point, we grew about 20% of the world's supply of echinacea. And we've grown Artemisia annua for the U.S. Army to do research on the how it affects malaria, preventative of malaria. But mostly now I work on culinary and food items, and we're in a lot of the grocery stores around the country and to a lot of the high-end restaurants and to several restaurant chains like your Carrabba's and your Outback Steakhouses, which are now actually using fresh herbs.
And this is so cool because so often on the show here, we're very privileged to interview the folks who were really green before anybody else was doing it. And you definitely fall into that category to me. So I applaud you there. You guys are doing an amazing job. And I think you're helping to spread green around the country and around the world.
Well, my college honors thesis was entitled Volunteer Service in Third World Nations, and
wow.
That's where I probably got some of the beginning ideas for the GROW project. Later in the late 70s, early 80s, I worked with a school in Western Virginia named Grafton School, which had a lot of autistic students that were sent there to sort of live. And at various social events, we'd meet the psychology people there, and they'd lament that all they did was keep these kids pretty much locked up in a room watching TV and playing board games all day.
Right.
So I, along with Patch, we speculated, hey, why don't we get them to work in the greenhouse? And we started having a program where we paid them piecework to do all the transplanting and a lot of the watering and a lot of the greenhouse work. And pretty soon it was like they almost had to have a lottery to pick which kids would be allowed to come. They got into coming. They liked coming. It was so much more rewarding than what they'd been doing, and we had to almost turn them away. So I did that for several years, and when I got set up in Miami, the idea for the Grow Project came from looking over this chain link fence behind my warehouse and seeing this long, empty stretch of land.
Now, I have to imagine your brain probably works like mine, where you see something like that and you think, wow, what could I do with that? Let's think here. Dan,
well, I think for me, the brain cells of the 70s sort of went to sleep as I started building the 80s and the 90s and whatnot. But lately, there's been so much of a rebirth in the idea of sustainability and green and what can you do for your community as well as what it can do for you. And I really looked over the fence and started thinking, well, I'm spending so much money on with these high fuel prices, transporting my products from faraway places. Even I have a farm 84 miles from Miami, but even that was expensive. I said, well, why can't we do some land right in the city? And after I started doing it, all sorts of friends would show up, and they would have their various interests with different either kids or the veterans or soil water absorption, which is a big issue in South Florida, composting and waste removal because there are no real landfills there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all the ornaments of the 70s sort of came back.
Listeners, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout with Dan Lipinski, and we are chatting with Charles Coiner, sorry about that. And Charles has started an incredible thing in Miami called the Grow Project. You can look online at grow-miami.org, or, of course, you can visit energizegreen.com.
Which means it's a nonprofit.
That's right. And basically what you guys have done now, if I understand right, is you've taken this railroad bed and you've made a garden. How big is it?
Well, the first stage is 2.5 acres of land. We've got about 1.5 acres planted so far. We had to go through some steps with the zoning people. We got permission and worked with the railroad that owned the land right off the bat after we got through to the right people. But with the help of Jose Pepe Diaz, who was our local county commissioner, and then the mayor, Carlos Alvarez, in Miami, we were able to get some passage of some laws that would allow the zoning to be, you know, made to make this acceptable and appropriate.
Right.
So now that's only been about 14 days since that was voted. I think it was a unanimous 11-0 voting by the Dade County Commissioners.
Congratulations on that.
So now we've got people out and we're expanding the rest of the space. I've got about 20,000 plants in 7-gallon pots. And I think earlier you were asking about, you know, what we've done is we've leveled the ground, cleaned off all the old palmettos and dead trees and old tires and waste that was there, and put down something called grow cover, which is a woven plastic mesh which allows water to pass through it, but it doesn't let weeds grow up through it. Then we're making our compost out of waste from our packing house and donated kitchen waste, as well as some organic farm. I have a 398-acre organic farm in Florida, so we bring soil in, we mix it with the compost, fill up the pots, and then lay out an irrigation system. So we're not actually, the roots are not actually going into the old railroad property because we don't know in various stretches what the quality of the soil is there. However, the composting that we are doing as we move it around, it is affecting and recovering that soil through the microbes and the worms and the different living organisms that penetrate down into the surface layer of the soil.
Well, and that's right, because a lot of the microbes that are in compost actually eat oil and other residues, so they eventually will clean that soil.
Right. The idea is if we can leapfrog down, you know, doing composting and then planting right next to it, then compost and plant right next to it, over the course of years, we will reclaim this land, and it will actually, one of the most enjoyable things that happened 2 months after we started, a colony of bees came back.
And wow.
The bee colonies have been under such stress here with this syndrome that they have, so we were excited to see these honeybees set up a nest.
That's fantastic.
So this is a long, thin stretch of old railroad bed that you're working, and you've got about a 2.5-acre stretch of it. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, 64 feet wide and almost 2,000 feet long.
Oh, my golly.
Wow.
Could grow spaghetti.
That's phenomenal.
I've got my grandfather's 1934 John Deere H tractor, which I renovated, and we hook it up to a wagon, and it takes us up and down that long distance if you have to carry anything, including visitors.
Now, what are the plants in specific that you're going to grow? And we've got about 1 minute before we need to take a break.
All right, we've started with the herbs, and then we'll do the vegetables. The first herbs we're doing are exotic things like savory and lavender and lemon verbena, cinnamon basil, organic oregano, Cuban oregano, just a whole bunch of the exotic ornamental and exotic herbs.
Fantastic. And are you eventually going to be growing larger plants like tomatoes and things, or are you going to stick with the herbs, do you think?
Well, we've started to partner up with Fairchild Tropical Gardens, which has the mission of teaching and bringing agriculture and plants into more people's lives, especially students. And they're very strong in tropical plants, and it turns out that they would like to have something with herbs and vegetables. So, yes, the rows that we have are short rows that go across the dimension. So we have lots and lots and lots of rows, and we can have a lot and lots of different varieties. So we tend to have a lot of different varieties.
Cool. I tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with more Energized Green and Charles Coyner from Miami with Grow Miami. You can find out more about it at energizedgreen.com, and we'll be back in just a moment with more energizing topics.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword, job fair.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energized Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car, and you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal, it's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI clean diesel sedan or sports wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at vwtexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
I'm Pete Ronas, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to high noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at high noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at high noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan Lipinski, the silent one today, listening to Charles Coyner talking about his organic gardening in the train bed, sitting here with Andrea Rideout, and I'm being a listener today, not a radio show co-host. This is fascinating to me. I have just been, I do have one quick question. As we sit here and talk to Charles, What does the word GROW, as in GROW Project, mean?
Well, we came up with that to stand for Green Railway Organic Workshop.
I love that. Wow.
And it fits.
It fits. Yeah. This
We're
is
using the,
this is cool.
The activity of the agriculture and the farming for its educational purposes. The product that's coming off of it, which is being the growing of it's being contributed to by both the kids with some learning disabilities, college kids going for different degrees. We have some fellows from the Iraqi war that have lost some of their limbs that are helping. We've got quite a collection of folks that can integrate into that part of it. The product is actually being bought by my business called Rock Garden Herbs, and we package that. I'm sure if you've seen in most grocery stores now, there's these little plastic clamshells or bags with fresh herbs.
I just bought some of your herbs last night. Actually, well, I made some basil and mozzarella and tomato, you know, with a little bit of balsamic vinegar drizzled on top last night.
So did Lisa. Just last night. First,
that's
this is a coincidence.
Freaky.
This is a coincidence.
Oh, wow. So, see, you're on our mind
today. She made some salsa
really?
From
well,
scratch.
I appreciate that more than anything.
Oh, my golly.
Well, you're welcome. Okay, so how are you guys, like, getting the word out, though, about the GROW Project? I mean, are you able to do that somewhat through Rock Garden?
Well, if these little packages, we sell over 10 million of them a year into, you know, people's homes and kitchens. And if you remember, years ago, if you were a good hippie, you had the Celestial Seasons bags of herb tea, and
sure.
They were just fascinating with all the little interesting things that were written on them. So what we're doing is developing a printer, the capability to change our printing on our label with frequency, and we'll be sharing that with other nonprofit and organizations.
Wow.
For example, if the Discovery Channel is having a big event at a certain time and date, we can actually put that on the somewhere on the label. If the Sierra Club is having a push or an event, or you're having down in Texas your Energized Green
our state fair deal,
state
right.
fair deal, and that could be on all the packages that we sell in Texas.
Wow! Well,
we're getting a lot of support from the chains because this is the kind of green environment that they're trying to promote into their stores.
Sure. Well, and it helps everybody because when folks go to these events, they become more green, and it's just a matter of growing. I mean, one person tells another person, and the more people that get excited about it, you know, like my mom, she's really gotten into composting lately, and she is driving everybody crazy getting them to compost. So it's one person becomes the ambassador, and then they start somebody else.
Well, I know that if you sent 10 million flyers by mail into people's homes, all but three of them would end up in the trash can.
Right.
But by doing it through this kind of packaging, when people open it and they smell and cook with and read the product, and then we'll do it in some of our vegetable products, and we hope to make the food that we eat also be a vehicle for social conscious messages that can go out. And in that way, there's really not a whole lot of the project is somewhat self-supporting. There's always going to be a shortfall of some kind, but basically we're hoping through the project being supported through my marketing company that it can only need a small portion funded from the outside.
Well, Charles, we've got just under a minute left. I just have a very fast question. If others around the country wanted to duplicate the kind of project that you're doing, first, you found out about an abandoned section of railway and so forth. How do they get started?
Well, for right now, maybe we could communicate with us. I just was in Chicago last week. We're talking to some people there that run a project, and we also have some property lined up in Washington, D.C. So we're hoping that the GROW-Miami becomes GROW-AnyCityAnywhere.org, and we can duplicate this local urban food production in a lot of the cities around the country.
Well, maybe we can get a GROW-Dallas going. We'll have to talk to you about that.
We'll put a link on our website.
Yeah, we would love it. And we will put a link to you guys for sure on our website because what you're doing is exactly the kind of program that we're supporting at Energized Green. We love seeing this grassroots, no pun intended, type of project and also supported by a corporation like yours, a company like yours, because you guys have the, you know, the long arms that you can help spread this all around the country. And that's where it really becomes, you know, a big mover and shaker. That's for sure. Listen, we really appreciate having you on. Again, I want to mention your website is grow-miami.org. And you're just doing a super job down there. We want to keep up with you and know about it and how it's going on as it continues.
All right. Well, it's been fun talking to you guys, and I do have to hook up with you. I need some solar generators to run some air pumps on my compost bed.
Well, we'll see what we can help you do.
All right.
I've been doing it for 37 years.
All right. I think so.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll be back with more Energized Green in just a moment.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today. Or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. Dan, I have another real interesting fella that I found in the last couple weeks that I'm going to get on to today's show and have some fun talking to him. His name is Bruce Begelman. He has a really cool gas station, and believe it or not, they don't sell cigarettes and they don't sell Cheetos.
Uh-oh. The head of our IT department at the company where I work during the week, I mean, that is a staple.
That's a staple. Cheetos?
And Dr. Pepper.
Oh, boy. I live on Dr. Pepper, too. That's I don't know if they sell Dr. Pepper or not, though. I haven't looked.
Green and gas station, in my mind, don't always go together.
Well, let's talk to Bruce Begelman and find out about it. Welcome to Energize Green. We're thrilled to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Am I saying your name right?
Begelman.
Begelman. Okay. But bagels make me hungry. I mean, they sound so delicious, like the bagel man.
Yeah, that probably missed my calling in that business.
But instead, you're the green gas station guy.
That is correct.
But I hear you have a day job, too, huh?
A little bit, but that's taking up more and more of my time, and especially we're trying to expand our biodiesel footprint here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But I do have a law practice that I'm still spending some time with.
Well, and we're tickled to see you open the station. And listeners, if you're listening around the country, the Green Gas Station, Green Spot it's called, it's not just a gas station. It's really like a little neighborhood market. They sell all kinds of organic vegetables and organic snacks and healthy drinks and things like that. And then they sell biodiesel. And I want to hear a little bit about you guys. How did you get this business started?
Well, my wife and I had bought a diesel car back in, I think, 2004 with the idea of running it on biodiesel. I'd learned about it. I had studied it, and it was very interesting, renewable fuel, and it became impossible to get it anywhere in the Dallas area. So I decided that what Dallas needed was a gas station that sold biodiesel and possibly other renewables.
Bruce, for our listeners around the country that may not know what biodiesel is, would you take just a moment and explain it?
Sure. Biodiesel is a renewable fuel that can be run in any diesel engine, whether it be a car or a truck. It can be made from either vegetable oil, like soybean oil, canola oil, used vegetable oil can be made into biodiesel, or the animal fat that's kind of a byproduct of the meat or pork processing business can be used. It goes through a technical process is transesterification, but essentially it goes through a process, and the byproduct is biodiesel that could be used at 100% blend in any diesel engine without any modifications, or most people will use a blend of, say, 5% biodiesel and the rest regular diesel fuel, or 20%, B20, which would be 20% biodiesel, and the rest regular unleaded, low-sulfur diesel fuel.
Now, you guys, for our listeners in the Dallas area who are kind of familiar with Lakewood, I know you guys are located right there on Buckner Boulevard. And what's the cross street there?
The cross street is North Cliff. We're up the hill from the bathhouse. We're one block from White Rock Lake between Northwest Highway and Garland Road.
Okay. And so folks can come by there and fill up with regular gas. I just got a tank of gas there a few days ago, and then they can also get diesel. Now, do you actually have the biodiesel available?
We do. We have B5 in our underground tank that's available at any one of the six dispensers that we have. And then we also have a 1,000-gallon above-ground tank that we keep 100% biodiesel in so that people can blend it to whatever level they want, because some people want to use it at only 5%, some people 50%. Some people, we have customers that run their diesel cars and trucks on 100% biodiesel, so they're using a 100% renewable fuel.
I wanted to ask you a question real quickly, and then I know Dan's got one for you as well. I know you guys are doing kind of a farmer's market thing. What is it, the second Saturday of every month?
That's correct. It's the White Rock Local Market that we started in June, and we held the second Saturday of each month. And we have local farmers bringing produce. We have other local food vendors selling bread, cheeses. We have area ranches coming and selling meats, pastries. And then we also have a non-food component of locally made products.
Crafts and things like
crafts,
that?
Crafts, candles made from recycled wax and handmade soaps and handmade gardening tools and things of that nature.
Great. And then I know we've got time maybe for one or two more questions. Dan, what were you going to ask?
I was going to know, being the engineer, I always want to know if I wanted to go out and start a gas station like this. Let's say a green services gas station like you're now doing.
Maybe in a different area of the country.
Right. Let's say you got somebody in Philadelphia or Omaha or Las Vegas or any place else. How do they go about starting one of these?
Or I want to ask, are you guys thinking of franchising
even
this
better
idea? Yeah.
Well, we are, and we have a link on our webpage to, you know, franchise information. I'm actually in the process right now because I've had some inquiries both locally, one in Austin, Houston, and some outside of Texas. And I'm in the process of kind of putting together a package because there's a couple of different ways you could really go about it. It's not necessarily one size fits all. If someone could find an existing gas station, then we would be able to help them to convert it, to bring in the alternative fuels, and to bring in the, you know, the make it into a healthy convenience store like we have. Or I'm in the process right now of gathering some numbers that if to see what the cost would be if someone had a location that there was not an existing gas station, of what kind of money we're talking about to build it from the ground up.
Well, and I want to mention for listeners, your website is greenspotmarket.com, greenspotmarket.com. And I have to tell you, I saw you guys several months ago, and I was really impressed, but I just got my socks knocked off a few weeks ago when I came out to one of your weekend markets. It was so crowded, I could barely find a parking space, but this particular day, it happened to be pouring down rain, and there were people crawling all over the place buying, like you were saying, healthy vegetables and naturally made breads. And the cheese I actually had last night with the basil that I was telling you about earlier, Dan, I bought that cheese there, and just absolutely fabulous. So we got about 30 seconds left. Bruce, can you give us another thought about Green Spot Market?
Well, I think we've covered. We try to bring in, and the market has helped. We try to bring in as many local products as we can. I mean, I think the market is a testament that the community wants, you know, healthy stuff. They want fresh stuff. They want local stuff, so they know where it's coming from, and it's not traveling halfway across the country to get here. So we really have reached out and tried to bring in as many local products, food and beverage products, in the store that we can.
Well, and you've done a great job, and I encourage everybody in the Dallas area to go by and visit. Again, the website's greenspotmarket.com. We've got some information on our website about it, and we'll be back in a moment with more Energized Green.
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop. Beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit energyshopinc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because super roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energized Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing cool roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a cool roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387 24 hours a day or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's LIteuP Texas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan the Diesel Man Lipinski today, Solar has always been my first love, but we have a jet of diesel. We're getting superb mileage, and all of a sudden, here comes this headline jumping off the... You know, I looked at this, Andrea, and it really surprised me to see Jetta Green Car of the Year.
I know.
And
it
that
was
just
amazing.
Floored me.
Well, when it said diesel behind it, that's what was really a knockout.
It really was. And so in order to get a little bit more information about it, we're bringing on one of my favorite people. I actually walked into this dealership cold turkey one day. We needed some work done on the Jetta. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know we did a radio show. And I got absolutely top-notch service and treatment from these folks. And I said, hey, if this is the way they treat strangers, how do you feel if they're going to treat regular customers and everybody else? And they had answers to my questions.
Well,
I like that.
I got to tell you something, though, because I went into that same dealership. And this is, we're talking about Metro Volkswagen here in Dallas. I went in a couple days later, and they gave me a chocolate Volkswagen. So there.
Oh, did you girl get a feel good food. Yes,
did
I did.
Did you get a chocolate? You did not get a chocolate Volkswagen.
I got a chocolate Volkswagen, but Lisa took care of it for me.
Well, then I need to get something else. I guess I need to go back over there.
How about the real thing?
Did you get a T-shirt? I got I had to buy the T-shirt,
no,
though.
I did not get a T-shirt.
I got the coolest T-shirt. It's got an old Volkswagen bug on the front. It's adorable. Everybody wants my T-shirt when I wear it.
Well, you know what we handle with our show here? We have some organic bug spray.
Oh, you're funny. Oh. That was bad.
Oh,
we better get Todd Wright on.
Before he gets any worse.
Shoot.
Todd how are you?
Well, I'm a little upset. I understand that you have a T-shirt, and we didn't give that to you, that you had to purchase it. So I'm going to have to talk to whoever made you buy that.
Oh. Well, it's a pretty cool T-shirt, I have to
it
tell
really
you.
Is.
Matter of fact, like I said, every time I wear it, everybody's like, where'd you get that T-shirt? That's really cool.
Well, they can always come over here, and we can get them one, or we can mail in one anywhere that needs to go.
Well, it sounds good to me.
So tell us, I want to know, I want to know about the T-shirt. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I want to know about the Jetta TDI. I got to drive one the day I visited, and it's a pretty neat car.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, as you guys were talking about this, I mean, it is amazing to think clean diesel. I mean, wow, that's unheard of. So, yeah, we're very excited. It is the green car of the year. We've just done absolutely crazy things with this car, and we just can't keep them in stock.
Well, and I want to mention a little bit now, this was voted the green car of the year by the folks with Green Car Journal. This is the editors of Green Car Journal, and we've actually had them on the show a couple of times.
Yes, we did.
But the people who picked this car, that was what sort of floored me. The panel, I guess, of experts included Carol Shelby. This is the
Shelby car fame.
Yes. And Jay Leno, of course, of The Tonight Show, and Carl Pope from the Sierra Club. But the coolest one, I think, is Jean-Michel Cousteau. He was on this panel that picked the Volkswagen TDI.
They looked at all the different vehicles, and the Jetta came out on top.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the first clean diesel vehicle that's ever won this award. I mean, it beat out the Smart for two, the Ford Fusion Hybrid, the BMW 335D, and the Saturn View Hybrid. So we're very excited.
Well, it's neat to me because you guys are so much pushing the envelope, and it's really encouraging everybody to do better. I mean, gosh, look at the difference just a couple years has made in what we're getting in fuel economy. I was talking about earlier in the show, everybody around me today has been bragging about their mileage. My mother, my 79-year-old mother, came in today and was bragging about the fuel mileage she's getting. So it's making everybody, you know, have this one upsmanship with each other. That's cool, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a great thing. And what's good for the environment is always a great thing as well.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we take a break? And when we come back, I want to hear some stats about the Volkswagen TDI Jetta diesel and some real specifics about it. And I want to encourage everybody, go to our website. We've got a link right there to Metro Volkswagen. And our website, of course, is energizegreen.com. And we'll be back with more Energize Green and some more cool information about Volkswagen. So stay with us.
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car. And you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal. It's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI clean diesel sedan or sports wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at vwtexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand-scraped, plus E-Stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan, talking diesel today, Lipinski, with Andrea Rideout and Todd Wright of Metro Volkswagen here in the Dallas area, but we've really got a national audience. Todd, I want to know a little bit more about, actually, I want to know a lot more about this Jetta. What kind of mileage it gets, what qualified it to be the Green Car of the Year. I want to know this. It just still boggles my mind. This has been several months now that it's been qualified for that. Tell us a little bit more about the Jetta and what made it Green Car of the Year.
Well, in regards to the miles per gallon ratings, I mean, with a manual transmission, the Jetta TDI is rated for 30 in the city and 41 on the highway. And with the automatic DSG transmission, it's rated at 29 in the city and 40 on the highway. So, you know, obviously the car is just unbelievable. The gas mileage is great, and realistically, I mean, obviously oil is and fuel is continuing to go on the rise, and everybody is looking to better not only the environment but also their pocketbook, and this is a way to do so. So the car is just amazing.
Well, and I got to make a comment concerning your mileage, because you're wrong. Your car gets a lot better mileage than that. And I'll tell you, I was actually reading an article online about this. Volkswagen stats are way under
correct
what their car is actually producing. And what's interesting to me about that, you're the only ones that are doing that. Everybody else is like either right on the money or they're over-inflating their mileage a little
your
bit.
Your mileage may vary.
And your mileage is under. Everybody I know that's got a Jetta diesel is, Dan, what did you say you're getting right now, 48?
We're getting 48. We've been tracking. We bought the car new, and we have been tracking the mileage since day one. We watched it go through the break-in period for about the first 15,000 miles or so, and we watched the mileage creeping up, and then it kind of tapered and it flattened out, and it's running right at 48 miles per gallon in the city with a teenage daughter driving the car.
No, you're absolutely correct. And the specs that I gave you are what's on the Moroni through Volkswagen. However, you know, on our personal service drive, you know, we're seeing those kind of stats every day. I mean, cars that are getting 48, we've even seen in some instances 52 miles per gallon. So yes, Volkswagen was very generous when they gave those ratings.
So how long does a diesel last compared to, say, an ordinary gasoline kind of automobile today?
Well, obviously, depending on the regular maintenance that's done on the vehicle and the wear and tear on the car, I mean, realistically, the car should easily be able to last you 250,000-300,000 miles.
Wow, that's incredible. So it's really going to last a long time compared to gas engines.
Absolutely. And the great thing about the new clean diesel, it is available in all 50 states now. You know, there used to be 5 states that the car was unable to be sold in, and that was California, New York, Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts. Now with the new clean diesel, it is certified in all 50 states.
Well, we had somebody on earlier in the show talking a little bit about biodiesel. How does Volkswagen feel about biodiesel, and is it okay to use that in the new Jetta?
You know, that's probably something that is a little bit out of my range. So, you know, to say if it is or is can't or cannot be done, you know, I would have to say you'd have to look at your owner's manual to verify that it wouldn't valid out the warranty.
Okay.
But I know that there are people that do burn biodiesel in their car, and there's actually people that have converted cars to be able to burn biodiesel. So.
And what about tax incentives?
There are tax incentives. The government is giving a nice tax incentive on the vehicle. I believe it is $1,300 now, if I'm not mistaken.
That's great. That's
and
phenomenal.
That's a tax credit, isn't it?
That's correct.
And that just comes right off the top.
Absolutely. That's through. You'd have to speak to your accountant in regards to that. That's not done at the dealership. But yes, it is something that the government is giving to all consumers that purchase one.
Well, listen, we sure appreciate you being on. You've done a great job, and we, of course, love Volkswagen and love the new Jetta TDI diesel. You've done a wonderful job with a very cool product that, like I said, is kind of pushing the bar, and everybody's playing catch-up a little bit, but that's exactly what we want to see, right?
Absolutely, and I apologize, Andrea, that somebody made you purchase that T-shirt. I'm going to find out who that was, and I'm going to get to the bottom of that.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I did eat my chocolate Volkswagen and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well,
so
excellent.
Well, listen, Todd, take care. Folks, visit EnergizeGreen.com. We've got a link right there to Metro Volkswagen, and we'll have you back on again soon, okay?
Looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.
You bet. And we'll be back next week with more Energized Green. And until then, thanks from Andrea.
And Dan.
We'll see you next week, and be sure to come visit us at the State Fair of Texas. Mm-hmm.